This is Twit.
All right, here we go. No doubt if you keep tabs on gaming circles, you've heard about the latest words to blurt out of PewDiePie's mouth during a Let's Play gaming session over the weekend. PewDiePie, for those who don't know, is the most popular YouTuber on the planet with more than 57 million subscribers and 14 billion views. Well, during a live stream where he played PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, PewDiePie targeted a player inside the game in the live stream and casually threw out a racial slur that I can't and won't repeat here because it's a word I simply don't say in any context, let alone a live stream to thousands of people. Now it's causing a ripple effect that includes Campo Santo co-founder Sean Vanneman, I hope I said that right, who said he was filing a DMCA takedown of PewDiePie's game streams of the company's game Firewatch. Basically said, I'm sick of this child. This is a direct quote. I'm sick of this child getting more and more chances to make money off of what we make. He's worse than a closeted racist. He's a propagator of despicable garbage that does real damage to the culture around this industry. I know you have thoughts about this. This is the gaming world, and you are very tuned into the gaming world. How much influence does someone like PewDiePie have over fellow gamers, and how serious is this?
Well, I mean, if you want to talk to PewDiePie's influence, he's massive. He's, you know, the most popular YouTube gaming star. And it's weird to call him a gaming star, too, because he's more of a pop culture thing. But what he does with his videos, almost exclusively he plays games or games are involved in some way. So he's speaking to that, you know, generation, that younger generation of folks for whom video games are like water, right? Right. They're just part of their environment, so it doesn't even it doesn't even register that gaming is a unique thing for folks in that generation. It's just part of life. So a mega star like PewDiePie, who treats video games as ubiquitously as they do, just naturally flows. And he is so profoundly popular. It's kind of scary. It would be kind of scary even if he wasn't frequently involved in this kind of controversy. He has such a large following. He has, by himself, almost single-handedly shaped the ecosystem of YouTube and streamers and Let's Players. He created this sort of mega stardom where companies and advertisers are seeking him out and basically competing with each other to get him to wear something on his show or to get a shout out on his show or to get him to play one of his games on his Let's Plays. It's really extraordinary. I first became aware of PewDiePie maybe 6 years ago, and he was already big in some circles, but he had not really achieved that sort of mainstream breakout awareness where people like, me who are who are definitely older than 20, were kind of aware of this phenomenon and how much a part of it he was. But you'd be hard pressed to meet anyone under the age of 20 or even 25 who doesn't know PewDiePie or doesn't watch PewDiePie. He is just that, he's the Beatles of Let's Players. I mean, I get in trouble saying things that hyperbolic like that, but I don't think that's an exaggeration in this case. He is that generation's Beatles.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you consider just the sheer number of subscribers that he has on YouTube, being the most subscribed to person means that his audience is enormous and as far as I've seen, as far as I know, and some of the kids that I've talked to, his audience includes kids. And that's been one question that I've had about this. I mean, this world that we live in where YouTube live streaming is such an important part of a lot of people's lives. Like, it is the replacement for TV for a lot of people, I guess is what I'm saying, and kids included.
Yeah.
Where you can have someone who is in PewDiePie's position, whether he's racist or not, right? Like, that's kind of not the question, because I don't know that for sure. But when you're in a position that PewDiePie is in, where you have that kind of reach, I feel like that holds him to a higher standard. Would you agree? Like, that takes you out of this realm of, like, some of the feedback that I've seen people supporting PewDiePie in this is, well, yeah, I mean, I play games all the time and we say some crazy stuff while we're streaming. You just say things, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, and that may be the case. And I totally, I've played games and said some, crazy stuff to my friend or whatever. I definitely never said that. And I think when you're streaming to thousands upon thousands of people, you definitely don't say that unless there's something else going on there. So should he be held to a higher standard? What do you think?
Yeah, that's the thing, right? And I've been seeing a lot of this on Twitter over the last day or so, that you don't – something like that doesn't come out by accident unless it occasionally comes out on purpose, right? Like that doesn't, you know, sneak out of your mouth unless it's already in there and a part of your natural repertoire. But in a sense, it doesn't even matter if PewDiePie is racist.
Right.
The fact is he has this platform. He's taking the money, right? Like I think – when you achieve that level of fame and success, you do have a moral obligation to your audience and to your followers to set a good example. And, you know, obviously that's subjective. Maybe the way he behaves is what he considers a good example. Okay, then, you know, there's not much you can argue against that. That's fine. But I think you also have a fiduciary and a professional obligation to your sponsors and to your content partners. You know, PewDiePie is making content that he doesn't really have to pay for. You know, these games are sent to him. Even if he does buy the game, he's creating hours and hours of entertainment for people, and he's not paying licensing fees. He's not, you know, paying a fee to the people who created this game to create content based off of it. He's operating like most people on YouTube do, under a broad definition of the fair use law, which in actuality doesn't cover Let's Plays. The laws, the most legal experts tend to agree that the law here is definitely on the side of folks like Camposanto, who don't have to permit this use of their property and can pull the plug at any moment, right? So if you're Pewds, as we call him in the biz, if you're Pewds and you're making millions of dollars off this content, right, you have to at some point kind of acknowledge the power that these people who are giving you those dollars have over you, or else stop taking the money. But, you know, it's pretty clear Camposanto, for one, doesn't want their product to be associated with someone who says the thing PewDiePie says. And I, you know, Disney voted the same way not too terribly long ago.
Yep.
I have a hard time believing that knowing the people I do in the industry, knowing the people who agree with Sean and the people, you know, that I've spoken to personally about this and about other issues relating to this type of thing, I expect many other studios will follow, and that this, you know, if it's not the beginning of the end for PewDiePie, which, let's face it, he's so big. It's not. He's so big. His audience has proved resilient against this kind of controversy, whether they care or not. They just don't. It doesn't seem to influence their love for him, which is fine for them. But I think this will definitely have a major impact on the way business is done on YouTube, and the way these types of Let's Plays are propagated. I expect it is the beginning of the end of the Let's Play star. Whatever happens next, whatever the new environment is for people to create content about video games, I think we're into a new paradigm at this point.